5,000 people marched to the beats of indigenous drumming and chanting through the streets of Richmond to the Chevron refinery to demand environmental justice. The demonstration is just a few days short of the one-year anniversary of the Chevron oil refinery fire that sent more than 10,000 residents to the hospital last year.
I say sunflower, you say sun power. Sunflower?
Sunflower!
Most demonstrators carried sunflowers, which event organizers called the symbol for the day because of the flower's purifying properties. Eduardo Martinez is with the Richmond Progressive Alliance and called on Chevron to be a better neighbor.
Chevron is harming the environment wherever they go to extract and refine crude. In today's paper, I found a message from the people of Ecuador. It says, in the fight against Chevron, the people of Ecuador and the people of Richmond can deploy the most devastating weapon ever invented, the truth. Let's look at some of those truths. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board found Chevron to be willfully negligent in their role of the refinery fire in Richmond on August 6th.
Lisa Wachan from the Filipina Coalition for Environmental Solidarity participated in the demonstration along with her children.
We're also here to represent kind of the terrible things that Chevron is doing in other parts of the world, like the Philippines. And they have a long-standing depot that has been there for over 100 years, and it's right in the middle of Metro Manila, which is like a major city in the Philippines. And there has recently been leaks, and we're here to like represent also kind of like, you know, our migration path of where we came from the Philippines, to show that, you know, Chevron is not just hurting folks here, but also around the world. And my kids are here because you can ask him.
Okay, can you tell me what your name is?
My name is Basilio.
And how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
So tell me why you're here today.
I'm here to protect Mother Earth because it's our home and I don't want our home to be destroyed.
Richmond Mayor Gail McLaughlin announced that the city filed a lawsuit against Chevron on Friday because she says it's time for change.
11 citations for willful neglect were issued by Cal OSHA. Now they definitely need a new culture of safety. And that's what this lawsuit first and foremost is being put forward, to assure that changes in their safety regulations, their safety policies occur.
Environmental activist and founder of 350.org, Bill McKibben, urged people to consider peaceful disobedience for the sake of the environment.
The day will come when Chevron either decides that they become an energy company that works on the sun and the wind, or they go out of business. Those are the two options.
I spoke with McKibben moments before he got arrested.
Why is it especially important for you to be here on the upcoming anniversary of the Chevron refinery?
Because it's such a great example of how Chevron's disregard for its community is the same as its disregard for the planet. And it's all connected.
And what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, we're putting Chevron on notice that they don't get to do this anymore without people paying attention.
Among those who peacefully trespassed was 90-year-old Ellen Small, who proudly marched onto Chevron property with her arm linked to her grandson, Matt Fitzgerald.
What am I doing right now? I'm marching in and hoping to help show the world what a crisis we're in.
Tell me how old you are.
What?
How old are you?
I'm 90 and a half.
And why is it important for you to do this, and you're willing to even risk getting arrested?
Grandson and all the people who come thereafter. If we're going to have a future, we have to earn it now.
You're here with your 90-year-old grandmother today, both risking getting arrested. What does that mean for you?
It's an honor to be here with her as she risks arrest for the first time. And I'm just inspired by her courage.
Are you afraid?
No.
And what message do you hope to send to Chevron?
That they need to clean up their mess and they need to help us in our transition to a renewable energy future. We've got to do it. We're running out of time, and there's no better place to start than right here in Richmond.
Richmond Chief of Police Mark Gagin reported that the police department made over 100 arrests but called the event peaceful. Tuesday, August 6th marks the one-year anniversary of the Richmond Chevron refinery fire. Reporting from Chevron Refinery in Richmond, for Pacifica KPFA, I'm Sharon Sabota.